कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. It's appropriate that this little gathering is arranged in a school, because what we have to say is educational. Now, generally it might be thought that bhakti has got nothing to do with education. Bhakti is one thing and education is something else. Bhakti is feeling, singing, all these things. But Srila Prabhupada, the founder of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he said that this movement is a scientific, cultural, and educational movement. It's meant for teaching what is not taught in... This is a primary school, not in the primary school, not in the secondary school, not in the universities, not in any formal educational institution in the world. And that is the purpose of life and how to attain it. The first point to understand is that we are eternal. That's not taught in any school. Anywhere. No, certainly not in Ireland. We go from body to body to body. We continue going from body to body. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Because we're attached to the concept of trying to enjoy this world. You may think, well, we're Hindus, we already know this. But some vague idea is there. But there's no clear education about this. So this movement is meant for giving clear education to teach us that bhakti is the highest purpose of life. As long as we're in this material world, we're trying to enjoy this world, we are stuck in samsara. We are meant to come out of this and go to the spiritual world with Krishna. So that is bhakti. You've all heard the word bhakti. It's a common word in every Indian language, except maybe Urdu and English. Now it's coming in English also. But what is the meaning of that? Or what is then the particular contribution of ISKCON? If you already know bhakti, then what have we got to offer you? What will we teach you? There is the understanding of actual bhakti is called pure devotional service, shuddha bhakti. Shuddha, because it's a striling in the Sanskritum. Shuddha bhakti, pure devotional service. That means without any personal desire. Why are we in this material world? Why are we getting born and again? It's because of material desire and attachments. How can we get free from that? Well, there are different methods for trying to get free from that, and mostly they're very difficult methods, but bhakti is a very easy method. Instead of trying to stop desires, we transfer our desires to serving Krishna. In other words, or to give an example, one may have a desire to eat nice food, and that will trap us in this material world. And especially here in Ireland, people are very attached to eating meat. So the meat eaters, they will get bodies as lions and tigers and dogs and cats and animals that are carnivorous. Or even if one is attached to eating vegetarian food, then one still has to be reborn because it's a material desire. But if in bhakti, if one offers food with love to Krishna, Krishna says about this in Bhagavad Gita, patrang pushpang palang tao yam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadahang bhakti upaharitam ashnami prayata manaha. Krishna says, if one offers me with bhakti, fruit, flower, leaf, and water, I will accept it. It has to be offered according to prayatat manaha, means according to certain, there are certain rules governing that also. It's not that you can just go and buy some Kit Kat from a store and offer it to Krishna, because Krishna doesn't eat Kit Kat. He likes ladoos and burfis and things, but they should be prepared with love for Krishna. So there is a system for offering it to Krishna, but the main ingredient is bhakti, and Krishna accepts it. And then we can take Krishna prasada. And by taking Krishna prasada, by taking food that is offered to Krishna and anything that is offered to Krishna, Tvayopabhukta Sragandha Vasalankara Charchita Uchishta Bhojino Dasas Tavamaya Jayimahi. We find this, Uddhava says to Krishna that by taking the things that you have enjoyed, Krishna, the garlands, hope this is offered to Krishna, scent, shrug, gandha can mean scent, can mean incense. We're smelling the incense here, but that's offered to Krishna. If we light the incense and think, oh, I like the smell, that is sense gratification, indriya sukh. But if we offer, you see, just came on time to offer the flowers to Krishna. Very good, thank you very much. Flowers, nice flowers, we can offer them to Krishna. You just came at the right time when I was talking about this. And then we can also see the nice flowers and think, oh, that's very nice. And it's much nicer because the flowers are given by Krishna, and then again we offer to Krishna, and then we remember Krishna, and because it's offered to Krishna, it's purified and we become purified. It's not a material, it's no longer a material activity. Shragandha Vasa, by clothes offering to Krishna, we can also wear clothes of alankar offered to Krishna, ornaments. It used to be very much part of Indian tradition that men and women would wear ornaments, and then the men stopped, and I'm not supposed to look at women, but it looks like you're not wearing any ornaments, and yeah, it's gone, but ornaments, you can wear ornaments, but offer them to Krishna first. Allah. And then food. If all these items we offer to Krishna first, and we take, and we're free, we become free from material desires. So singing, dancing, everyone likes. Why is Bollywood movies so popular? You're probably not North Indians. I know you're not. You're from Kerala, but from Hyderabad. In Hyderabad, it's Tollywood, is it? Or is that in Chennai? Either Tamil or Telugu. Where is it? It's in Chennai, is it? Tollywood, they call it?
In Hyderabad.
In Hyderabad. I don't know what it's called in Chennai, something. But they have to be completely different, so they probably call it something different. So there's Bollywood. What's it called? Go. Golly, Kurt. But I'm saying Gurt and Kurt in Tamil is the same, so they might, or her, they could call it Hollywood, because Gurt, they say her also, sometimes. It's all mixed up, yeah. So they could get back to Hollywood. Anyway, why is it so popular? And even outside India, I've heard in the Arab countries, they also, Afghanistan, they all like Bollywood. There's lots of singing and dancing and color and fun and love stories. That's good in bhakti. Instead of doing it with Shah Rukh Khan or whoever it may be, and put Krishna in the center. Krishna's the best hero. And Radha is the best heroine. So, this is not just entertainment, though. If we see a movie for entertainment, that is indriya sukh. But if we dance for the pleasure of Krishna, that's also pleasurable, isn't it? You like chanting Hare Krishna? You like singing? It's pleasure, isn't it? But that is spiritualized pleasure, because it's for the pleasure of Krishna. So festivals, singing, dancing, everyone likes to do it. Make the center Krishna, and we go to Krishna. We become purified. That is bhakti. A pure devotional service, it means without any personal desire for any personal enjoyment. So there may be tests also, just like we know Prahlad was tested, very severe tests. That's also part of bhakti. So you may think, well, that's too much. I don't want to be tested like that. It's unlikely that Krishna will tell you. Arjuna was tested. You have to fight. I don't want to fight. You have to fight. But anyway in life, we're tested. Anyway in life, there are so many obstacles and difficulties. But we have to learn how to face them in Krishna consciousness, doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna. As Krishna told Arjuna, who was reluctant to fight, Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Think of me and fight. So everyone has to perform some activities in this world. Most of us are not called to fight, as Arjuna was called to fight. But whatever activities we do, we have to do remembering Krishna, and that is bhakti. And that will purify us. Therefore, to develop pure devotional service is the highest goal of life. And we have to learn about that. First of all, learn how to do, what is the attitude, and fill our mind with consciousness of Krishna. That means to hear Bhagavatam, hear about Krishna, just like people fill their consciousness with mundane topics. I don't know what's the big thing over here in Ireland. It's probably this Hurley Gaelic football. You're probably not much interested in that. In India, people, they fill their consciousness with talks of politics, cricket, Bollywood. These are the main topics. People are interested in all these things. But instead, fill our mind with topics of Krishna. Learn about Krishna. So for that, we will have to study Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we will be immersed in topics of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Our consciousness will be immersed in topics of Krishna. Now, you may say, well, why do this? It's okay. I'm doing a job, and I'm overseas. I'm successful. I've come out of India to the Western world. This is my success, isn't it? In India, your parents, they're very proud. Oh, my son's in Ireland. Success. He's a success. He's earning good money. Probably not as much as they think, but by Indian standards, it's a lot of money. Of course, most of it goes in just rent and all this kind of thing. So, you may say, well, I'm satisfied with that. So, yeah, I can do a little bhakti, but what's this? Pure devotional service, immerse your consciousness in Krishna. It's a bit too much. Well, there are benefits of doing so. Here now, I'm a salesman. Not exactly a salesman, because salesman means he wants to sell you something to get something for his own benefit. He's not interested. You buy this vacuum cleaner, and then your life will be successful. Then so many things are sold. They're selling dog food and cat food and poison food. All the food pretty much nowadays is poisoned. What, insurance? And on the TV, they'll advertise, buy soap, Nirma soap. If you use Nirma soap, then you will feel great ecstasy in your heart and your kids will love you. And big, big advertisement. But you know it's all a bluff. They're not interested in you. They want to take the money from you. Recently, I was on a flight on Delta Airlines. And before the flight, they show a little on the TV screen, they show the CEO of Delta Airlines comes along and says, I am so-and-so CEO of Delta. And in Delta Airlines, our number one priority is our customers. Rubbish. Everyone knows it's rubbish. Their number one priority is money. The customer, they just want the customer because they get the money. So they tell you, the main thing we're interested in is you. The main thing... well, in one sense, but the reason is because they want to transfer the money from your account into their account. That's why they're interested in you. So it's all bluffing. So I'm in a sense a salesman. I'm trying to sell you something, but it's not for the purpose of exploiting you. We may also take some money, some books you can take, purchase some books. But our aim is not to exploit you, but to share with you what we have so happily. We're very happy to accept. We've found this is, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, pratyakshabhagamang dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam, that we can practically experience by practicing this susukam, very great happiness. And we can go on doing it forever. Susukam kartam avyayam. So what are the benefits of pure devotional service? Here's education, our selling point. What are the benefits of making Krishna the goal of our life completely? Well, that is described in one book. I don't know if we have copies here. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, The Nectar of Devotion, by Rupa Goswami, who was the prime follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was the Rupa and his elder brother Sanatan, and their nephew Jiva Goswami, they wrote all the main books delineating the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are the same as the teachings of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But they bring everything into focus. So, in the beginning of that book, in which the subject is pure devotional service, that means pure devotional service means bhakti without prayers, Krishna, without praying, Krishna, give me money, cure my backache, give me a visa for Ireland or something like that. Only serving Krishna for Krishna's pleasure, that's all. So what are the benefits of that? He states six main benefits of pure devotional service. Klesha Agni, Shubhada. Klesha Agni Shubhada, Moksha Laghuta Krit Sudur Labha, Sandra Ananda Vishesha, Ma Shri Krishna Karshani Chasa. The first benefit is Klesha Agni. Klesha, you all know the word, I presume. You know the word klesha? It's very similar to kashta, kashtam. In Tamil, also kashtam, ramba kashtam. This whole world is ramba kashtam, full of excessive distress. And klesha, it's a very similar word, although it's more specialized, because there are specific kleshas, they come in categories. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhyatmik klesha means klesha, kashtam, from one's own atma. That means from the body and mind. If you have some itching or headache, that is bodily distress, mental distress. In the modern age, mental distress is more than the physical distress. So that is called adhyatmik klesh. Adhibhautik klesh is distress given by others. People may act with us in a way that irritates us, or that, even worse, they may attack us and try to kill us, humans. Then there may be animals. Not so much here, but in... No, I don't think. You have mosquitoes here in Ireland. It's too cold, I think. But that's a common form of distress. It's not a major distress, but getting a mosquito bite. But it can be if you get malaria or dengue, as it's called in Indian English. Now there's some new disease. But what's that beginning with Z? Mosquito?
Zika.
Zika. Caused by mosquitoes. Hasn't come to India yet. And so there are various diseases borne by mosquitoes. So dogs barking at night, keeping us awake. So there are various distresses caused by other living beings, and there are adidaivik, which means caused by the devas. That means natural disturbances. Too much rain, too little rain, too hot, too cold, earthquakes, tsunamis, and so on. These are natural disturbances. So these are all kinds of disturbances that we're subjected to in the material world. Plus, of course, the classic janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. Pure devotional service, klesha gni, gni. Gni means destroys or kills. By performing pure devotional service, we're lifted out of the material world to the spiritual world where there's no distress. And even while we're in this world, as long as we're in this world, there are going to be headaches and mosquitoes and this and that, but we experience a platform of consciousness by which we're not disturbed like the materialistic person is disturbed. Materialistic people become very disturbed with any little interference in their comfort and sense gratification. But a pure devotee of Krishna is not disturbed in any situation because he's relishing the bliss of service to Krishna. So kleshagni, that means nullifying all the negative effects of this material world. And the second quality of pure devotional service is shubhada. Means gives, this is, so there's negation of the negative, and on the positive side, pure devotional service gives all shubha, shubham. I think you know that word also. It's a common word. It's a common name even, shubham, at least in North India. Auspiciousness. Everything positive comes from pure devotional service. What is positive? Well, happiness, equanimity of mind, great prospects for the future. Everything good comes from pure devotional service. In this material world, there's no real shubh. Although the Guptas and the Marwaris, they write outside their office or their shop, shubh lab. So, but there's no real shubh in this material world. In a world where there's birth, death, old age, and disease, what is actually good? Kim su kam martya dhaminam. What happiness is there in the world of death? Just like if someone says that, okay, whatever you want, we'll give you. You just say it and we'll give it to you. But there's only one condition. After we give it to you, we'll shoot you dead. Is that a good deal? No. So in the same way, we may think, oh, let's make everything auspicious. There's only one problem, but actually there are four problems. Birth, death, old age, and disease. So however auspicious everything may be, it all ends up in birth, death, old age, and disease. So Krishna consciousness lifts us to the platform of actual and eternal happiness in relationship with Krishna. So it is the actual shubhada, gives actual auspiciousness. So kleshagni shubhada. So you may think, oh, that's very good. We get free from birth and death. So we get moksha. But the next quality of pure devotion is, pure devotional service is moksha laghutakrit, which means in comparison with pure bhakti, tua bhakti, we say in Tamil. Is it? Is that the right word? Tua. 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 Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. I just picked up a few words here and there. Pure bhakti. If we have the idea of pure bhakti, then the very idea of moksha, which is considered the highest, very high, the dharma, artha, kama, then moksha. Moksha is the best. But if one has the bliss of serving Krishna, then the very idea, I'll get liberated from this world, he doesn't even bother. He thinks that's very insignificant. I can stay in this world birth after birth if Krishna wants me to, but let me go on serving Krishna. It makes the idea, oh, I'm suffering so much, I have to get free from this misery of this world, I have to get moksha. Pure devotees, they don't even think about that. It's just like a poor man may think that, well, if I could just get 100,000 euros, then all my problems would be solved. But a billionaire doesn't even think about 100. For him, 100,000 euros, it's just pocket change, practically. So for someone, the point is that pure devotional service is so exalted and so pleasing that the idea, now I need to get moksha, I have to get out of this material world, pure devotees don't even think about that. And that is the next quality, sums that all up, the next quality of pure devotional service. After that. The next one is sudurlabha. It's very rare to get. You may say, well, why are you talking to us then? If it's rare to get, how are we going to get it? Who has got pure devotional service? Dhruva, Prahlad, Uddhava, the gopis of Vrindavan, Arjuna, who are we compared to them? How are we going to get it if it's so rare? By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, everyone in this age can very easily get pure devotion to Krishna, which otherwise is very rare. And how can they get it? By the easy process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very easily we can come to pure devotional service. Otherwise, it's very, very rare. There are many pious people in this world, but those who have understood that the goal of life is Krishna, not very many. So it's normally very rare, but by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, it's very easily available. Otherwise, bahunam janmanamante jnanavang mang prapadyate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that out after many, many births, someone who is a great jnani, they may surrender to me. Otherwise, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, they know me, Vasudeva, Krishna, I am all in all. Samahatma Sudurlabha, say the same word. Such a Mahatma is very rare. So pure bhakti is very rare, but by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, anyone can take to it. Even someone like me, born in this Western world, which is not considered, not at all candidates for pure bhakti, but by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Priti vite ache jato nagaradi gram savatra pracho haibe moranam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this pure Krishna, this chanting of Hare Krishna in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name will be preached in every town and village in the world. So it's going on in Athlone County, Westmeath, I believe, is it? No? Is it? In Central Ireland, which it wasn't expected, but it's going on. So, then the next quality of pure devotional service, Rupa Goswami lists, Sandra Ananda Visheshatma, full bliss which fills our whole being. That sounds good, doesn't it? Anyone want full bliss that permeates their whole being? Who doesn't want it? What does everyone want ultimately in life? You may say, well, I want a good job, a big house, a big car. But ultimately, everyone wants happiness. And Krishna consciousness is the one method that will give us full happiness because it is the bliss of the soul, Atmananda. Otherwise, this Indriya Sukh, it is very petty. Even the dogs and cats and spiders, they all have Indriya Sukh. It's insignificant. But Krishna consciousness fully permeates our whole being with transcendental bliss. Then another surprising quality, Sri Krishna Karshani. Krishna, what does the name Krishna mean? Anyway, well, there are several meanings. One meaning, you know the word Krishi. Yeah, that means farming. So the idea is the soil is turned, or the word akarshan. Akarshan means attraction, yeah. So that's a better root to go. So it comes from krish dhatu in Sanskrit. So Krishna means all attractive. Krishna attracts everyone, either directly or indirectly. In this material world, we're indirectly attracted to Krishna through his maya, material energy. Krishna is all attractive, But bhakti is so attractive that even Krishna is attracted to bhakti. If someone, we may go to God, but if we perform pure devotional service, then Krishna himself will be attracted to us. And then he'll deliver us, just like he delivered Dhruva and Prahlad and Gajendra. So these are the, this is our selling point. Take to pure devotional service. You can do so in your family life, you can do so in Ireland, you can do so in any time or place or circumstance. In any time, place and circumstance, everyone can chant Hare Krishna and follow these simple principles of pure living, of pure devotional service, and gradually make solid progress on the path to Krishna. So that's our selling point. Now you can sign up on the dotted line and dedicate your life to Krishna, even in your family life. So that's it. Any questions about this, please? Why don't we realize that it's really miserable in this material world? You haven't realized it? You can ask Krishna. You want to ask Krishna to give you some realization? You want to ask him for that? Oh, you don't know what will happen. Then you can get plenty of misery. There's much more misery than you're getting now. I say, well, I'm very comfortable. I have a good job and a house and a car and everything. I'm not miserable. Well, there are different ways of realizing. The best way to realize is by... what is that? First of all, shravan, hearing. Hearing, and then manan, considering it. We can hear, yeah. We have to die. Would you like to die? Shall we shoot you dead right now? Would you like that? Some people, they're so miserable, they commit suicide. They think it's better to be dead than alive. But that's only because they're miserable. They're so miserable that they think death is better than life. But they don't know that they become a ghost by committing suicide. They get more misery. So we can hear. We should discuss such things. We don't discuss such things. We should discuss how this material world is miserable. Then we can think about it. Shravan, manan, then nididhyasana. Apply that in our life or take it deeply into our consciousness. So hearing is the best way. Otherwise, well, there's another way, and that is also experiencing it. If we don't take it seriously, and then Krishna may be very merciful to us and give us a good taste of how miserable this world is. So better you hear about it and accept it. Regularly hear the message of Gita, of Srimad Bhagavatam, again and again and again. Then we'll realize. And as we chant Hare Krishna more and more, then our consciousness becomes purified and we can see things as they are. Then we'll see this world for what it is. What is it? Why are people so attached to this material world? There's nothing of any value here. Ultimately, why do we remain attached? That's our own individual choice. Once we have the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, we can choose. Let me shift my attachment to Krishna. Anything else? Anyone like to say anything else? You turn the lights on, presumably the lights getting a little dark. Yeah, anyone else like to ask anything else?
Swami, I belong to Sri Ramanujacharya
Sampradaya. Acha, very nice.
So for me, moksha is everything.
Well, the
bhakti is actually a business.
Well, it's a different definition. It's differently defined. Moksha means in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, that means that Bhagavad Kainkarya. It's moksha. It's moksha is meant for service to the Lord, personal service to the Lord. Sharanagati. Sharanagati is the means, and then the result is that one gets the chance to serve him. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes that the thought, I will get moksha, I will get free from suffering, that is some kind of personal desire. So in that sense, in the Ramanuja Sampradaya also, the very usage of the word bhakti is different to that in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. It's Sharanagati or Prapatti is one upai which everyone follows, and bhakti is another upai which no one follows because it's considered too difficult and it's only for men born in Iyengar families, and no one follows it. But bhakti, in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's defined as that bhakti bhavana, feeling of devotion. So it's a different usage of the word.
Swami, I'm sorry to say here. Charanagatiyam is not for Iyengar family.
No, that's for everyone. But bhakti, to do the bhakti yoga, one has to be in the, one has to follow so many different rules. But Sharanagati is for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. Sharanagati or Prapatti. So it's a different usage of the other. Basically, it's the same philosophy, but it's expressed in a somewhat different way.
Correct.
That's all.
From the six things what you taught us now, these six things are the effect of Krishna consciousness, or you are saying the path for Krishna consciousness?
No, they are the characteristics, lakshanams.
Lakshanams.
Otherwise, the Sharanagati, of course, that's fully adopted in Gaudiya Sampradaya also. The Anukul Yasya Sankalpa Pratikul Yasya Varjanam Rakshishatiti Vishvaso Guptrit Vaivaranam Tata Atmanik Shepa Karpanye Sharavirha Sharanagati. The definition of Sharanagati, as far as I know, that was first given in this Kali Yuga by Sri Ramanuja in his writings. So there are the six angas of Sharanagati, the anukulyasya sankalpa, that we decide, I'll only do what is favorable for serving Krishna or Narayana. Pratikulyasya vajra, that which is opposite, that which inhibits our devotion, that should be given up. Rakshishatiti vishvaso, the firm faith or confidence that Krishna will protect me. Guptrit vaivaranam tata, and Krishna will maintain me. Then atmanikshepa, which is the same as atmanivedana. It literally means throwing ourselves at Krishna without any reservations. And karpanya means a feeling of I'm very fallen and low. So humility, we can say. So the same basic idea is there, and there's some different approach also. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given a very easy means, which is, of course, recommended in Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this Kali Yuga, there is no other means, but Harinam. Nama Sankirtan, yeah. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized that. It's for everyone. Hare Krishna.